Matthew 4, 1 through 11, we see Jesus led out into the desert to be tempted by the devil. What is really interesting about this is the way the enemy tempts him. The way he tempted Jesus is how he tempts us. See, Jesus was hungry, and the enemy played off that weakness. Just turn those stones into bread. I mean, what's it really going to hurt anyway? Then when that didn't work, he attacked from another angle. Wow, you couldn't even do that? Maybe you are not even the Son of God. Prove yourself. Throw yourself down from the temple, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. The scariest part about this is that Satan knows scripture, and he will use it to try and tempt you. He twists and he distorts it. He tries to confuse you and convince you that something is okay when it's not. The enemy tried all of these tactics on the Son of God, who literally is God's Word become flesh. No one knows it better. And you better believe that he's going to try it on me and on you. So now that we know a couple of ways that the enemy tempts us, let's stand firm.